Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
NBA Finals last night, Oklahoma City taking care of the Indiana Pacers. And then mixed in, and it's weird that the NBA does this, because even though trades can't be, you know, officially announced and everything else, they all get out. The Kevin Durant news comes out over the weekend that he's getting traded to the Houston Rockets. And then, Dan, you saw a report from Shams Charania of ESPN that said the Cavs were a wild card in the Kevin Durant trade talks. That, to me, I found that surprising, because you said, did you see this? I said, no. And I said, I was looking like crazy over all the Kevin Durant stuff, and I didn't see that anywhere. You
right,
did, huh?
Right here in Shams Charania's piece, I'll read it directly. The Suns engaged in serious talks to move Durant this week, primarily focused on the Heat, Rockets, and Minnesota Timberwolves, sources said. Several other wildcard suitors emerged as well, including the Toronto Raptors, LA Clippers, Denver Nuggets, and the Cleveland Cavaliers, sources said.
Okay, if they were a wild card, that means that the entire talk about the core four being intact was something that Kobe Altman had to say, and maybe truly believes, but had to say in his season-ending press conference, unless the right opportunity comes along. And guess what? That's what it should be.
Yes.
That's what he should be doing.
Yes. I think this is as simple as it comes to everybody out there who thinks, oh no, this means they're going to break up the core four, this means that they're not committed. I think it's this simple. I think it's the old Bill Simmons trade value column. We're basically the Cleveland Cavaliers in a vault, behind a vault and three keys and something that would require Ethan Hunt to break into, have a list of players, 1 down to 100, with their own guys in it. And if any of the guys who are above Donovan Mitchell or above Darius Garland or above Jared Allen or above Evan Mobley were to become available, this is what we're willing to give up
yep.
to make this work. And as long as those guys are above in that column, I can't get mad at them. Like, this is what you should be doing as a general manager. I used to joke all the time that you should fire your GM immediately if you caught him in the street and said, what would it cost to get Mike Trout? And if he didn't have an answer for you, you should fire him. I feel the same exact way when it comes to the NBA, where it's like, this league, anybody's available at any given time. Hell, 4 months ago, Luka Doncic got traded.
The absolute upper echelon players in this league get moved all the time.
Right. I can't be mad at Kobe Altman for that. I think that's just smart general managing, is to pick up the phone, call the Suns. Hey, what would it cost?
All right, let me ask you this one. And folks, I'd love your thoughts. 216-474-0092. What if Kobe really meant what he said? The core four isn't going anywhere, and we're rolling this back. You just saw Oklahoma City take care of Indiana, and you saw Indiana's best player go down with a torn Achilles. When you watched the Boston Celtics in the playoffs in their last game, their best player went down with a torn Achilles. Those are two of the better teams in the Eastern Conference that each lost their best player for all or most of next season. And the Cavs are saying, we're good. We're standing pat with our core four. Does this put them in an even better spot? Or does this raise the flag of urgency a little bit more and make you think, man, if we can tweak this just enough, if we can tweak this just enough, FanDuel Sportsbook, mm-hmm. our buddies at FanDuel, as soon as the Durant trade was made, put out NBA Finals odds after Kevin Durant trade for next season. I'll count from number 10 up to number 1. And I'm not going to give the plus 1600 and all that stuff because, you know, unless you know what you're doing, you're not making any sense of that anyway.
16 to 1.
From 10, kind of from 10 to 1. Starting at number 10, Lakers, Thunder, Magic, they had the same odds. Oh, they're already wrong here. It can't be the Thunder. It says, I'll go from 9 to 1. Lakers, Magic, Celtics, Timberwolves, Pacers, Knicks, Rockets, Cavaliers, Thunder. Cavs have the best odds from FanDuel in the Eastern Conference to get to the NBA Finals.
I can't argue with that. This is why I am fine with them rolling it back for year 2, especially after the Halliburton injury.
Okay.
The East is wide open, Jeff. It's wide open.
Okay. I'm not going to disagree with you on that. It's wide open. That also means that teams can jump up out of nowhere and become pretty good. I think Orlando is going to be good. Agreed. I think the Celtics will still be good, but they're going to be tweaked. They're going to do some things in Boston. I'm curious to see what they do. There's a lot of Drew Holiday talk. Mm-hmm. There's Kristaps Porzingis trade talk. We'll see what they do.
Well, because they're another team that's buttoned up against that second apron.
Indiana, yes, they are. Indiana, are they going to go find somebody who can come in and play point guard for them? Are they going to add somebody? I would bet that they tweak that team. They're not going to move pieces. They're going to add to it. And then you have the Knicks. Let's see what they do for a head coach. And then you have the Cavs. And I will tell you, I crushed a gentleman's dreams the other day. Yesterday. I was at a graduation party.
Jeff Phelps, dream crusher.
Yeah, I was at a graduation party. And I'm sitting there, and it's a family, my kids and their kids, we know each other. And we're sitting there, and there's a gentleman who I hadn't met before. And when there's another guy there, the grandfather of the family I know. And he introduced me to his friend, Mike. And Mike said, hey, I've got to ask you. He said, Darius Garland. And so I have to go into, you know, sports talking mode. And he said, don't you think Darius Garland, he comes back, he's healthy, he's fine. Darius and Donovan Mitchell, with those guys, this team can win the NBA championship, don't you think? And I said, no. And I just said, no. And he looked at me and he's like, what? And his wife is there. He goes, she goes, that's not what you wanted to hear, was it, Mike? And the grandfather started laughing and he goes, there you go, Mike. And he's like, but Darius is a great player. And Darius, and I said, he'll get no argument from me. None. He's a great player. He's really good. He said, and Donovan Mitchell and the combination of these guys. And I said, the combination of these guys dominate the ball. Both of them. I said, Mike, it's, and I, honest to God, it's like it's the show that I've been doing for years. And I said, it's not Darius. It's not Donovan. It's the fit, Mike. You've got two small guys. It's anybody who's listened to the show for any length of time, you know exactly what I was telling Mike. And every time I said something, and Mike apparently doesn't listen to the show, so that's okay. Mike, if you're listening today, sorry. But anybody who listens to the show knows my feelings on this. And he's like, but Darius, you'll get no argument from me. He's really good. And Donovan, oh, yeah, he's even better. He's really good. I said, but there's Evan Mobley taking 12 shots a game. What good does that do?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Do ya?
And then a 12-year-old walked up to Jeff and said, I'm going to be a big league ball player. And you went, no. You will not. You will become a garbage man, and that's exactly what you're going to do.
There's a lot of money. There's a lot of money in sanitation services.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
A lot of money.
That is not meant to be a slam to anybody who is out there.
I know. I know.
So, I will fight you on this a little bit, because I think there is a retooling factor that could take place with Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen. You could throw DeAndre Hunter in there as well.
You notice I didn't say trade Darius, right?
Correct.
You notice I didn't say that.
Correct.
And I told him that. I told Mike that yesterday. So, Mike, I'm not telling you to trade him. Maybe they can become the team that sneaks through with that.
The question that the Cavaliers need to figure out, can you find your way into a playoff series and maintain your offense that's there, or is it just going to be bogged down into high screen and roll and hope for the best? That's question one.
Here you go, Donovan, your turn. Oh, there is now your turn.
Question two.
Yeah. Here you go.
Are you comfortable with the idea of having the last 5 minutes of a fourth quarter of an NBA playoff game where you know that the opponent's star player, we'll use Shea as the example because he's the one that's in my head.
At 6'6".
Is going to set a screen. You're going to switch that screen. Donovan Mitchell or Darius Garland are going to be on Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Are the Cavaliers okay with that idea?
Because or with Jason Tatum.
Well.
Or with Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown would be the one that you'd point to, because it's going to be tough for Tatum to do that next year.
Maybe.
So
he might be back for the playoffs.
Are you comfortable with that idea? Can you win a championship with Darius Garland having to D up the best player on your opponent with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter?
And that's why Kobe Altman needs to answer the phone.
Right.
And perhaps make a few phone calls.
It has nothing to do with the offensive side outside of the, for some reason this thing turns into the clogged toilet. But like, you could fix that part of it. You can fix that philosophy. You can redistribute some of the shots, get Evan Mobley more involved, all of those different things that come with it. Maybe play a lineup of DeAndre Hunter, Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell together.
That better be your starting five next year, by the way.
Or at least your crunch time five.
Unless you make a change.
Yeah, unless Hunter says, I love coming off the bench. That, at least it better be your crunch time five. It better be the group on the floor with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Even if he says, I love coming off the bench, it's like, hey, Craig, good, we're going to start you.
As long as he's there with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, I'm fine. That's all I ask.
Last year, Kenny Atkinson tried to play a lot of guys to keep the minutes down. And then they traded two of those guys, to get DeAndre Hunter. And then guys got dinged up, and they ended up with a very different-looking team in the playoffs because of that. Do you like the idea of continuing to play 9-10 guys? Do you think they can go that deep? Do you think they want to go that deep next year? Or do you think maybe we need to tighten this up, get these guys a little more acclimated to what they might see in the playoffs?
12 gets you there, 7 win it. That's what I'm going to say. 12 will get you there, 7 win it. You need to have
earlier in the show,
seven.
It was 15 get you there, and
well,
8 win it.
You talked me out of 15. You said that was ridiculous. And you made a really good point.
Thanks.
And there. So, hey, credit where credit is due.
Thanks.
10 gets you there, 7 win it. That's
true.
I am going to bang the table, and I am going to say that. So you need to find your 7 that are going to help you win it. And you don't need to have them by the beginning of the season. But by the time we get to April, you should have your 7. Like, that's what the Cavaliers need to do. And if they decide that moving Darius Garland for somebody who is higher up on that list, I'm fine with it. I am also fine, and I think this is how this ends. I am fine with them rolling it back with the core four where it is, because I think that group can also compete for an NBA championship and find themselves into the finals with a wide open Eastern Conference.
Let me ask you.
Do you see the same?
If they brought it back as is with a couple of tweaks, they'd have a great chance to be one of the top four seeds, certainly in the Eastern Conference. See, I don't think you're going to win 64 games next year. You had an incredible stretch of good luck with health. Very few of the Cavs' key guys missed significant time with injury. You know, the core four played a lot of games, and I think that's going to be, you're going to be hard pressed to be that fortunate again. That's just the reality of the way that works. But I think they can get there. You don't need to be the number one seed. I mean, you were, and you got knocked out by the four, and the four almost won the NBA championship. It's who's playing well late in the season, and that's what they need to do. And that's why you could roll it back and trade deadline. What's it looking like? Tweak the team, see what that looks like. Folks, 216-474-0092, your phone call's coming up, because I'm answering the phone if I'm the Cavaliers, and I'm hard-pressed not to think I need to make a move. Can you find the right one? It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.